You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Hello, everybody. It is the 16th of August, 2017, and it's a great day today, not only because I'm here with you and I'm talking to all of you, but it's also because today is my birthday. And I, back in 1973, hence the name Liquid Shane-O, 1973, I was born in Naples, Italy, in the middle of a thunderstorm next to a mountain or a volcano or something to that effect on a naval installation. My mother said 24 hours worth of labor, and I came into this world kicking and screaming with electricity and storms happening all around me, and that's exactly the way that it should be happening, because that's who I am. So happy birthday to me and to anybody else that falls into the Leo category, because Leos are the way to be, and we are the ones that rule the world. Just saying. So I want to continue this conversation that we've been having over the last three podcasts about self-promotion and embracing who you are and living in the positive space. Yesterday's podcast was more about just reflecting on some of the comments that were sent over on No Finish Line Nation, Connect, and other platforms. And today's is going to be about something new. So what I found was, in some of the comments that I had seen, some of the folks were talking about how they embrace the fact that they're broken. And this got me thinking to myself, you know, when we think of things that are broken, worn down, or not perfect, a lot of times when it comes to us as human beings and the way that we're trying to live our journey and live our lives, we look at that as a bad thing. And I'm not really understanding why that is. So here's my case. Here's what I'm going to go ahead and bring to you guys. So let's talk about antiquers, folks that travel up and down the coast. There's a ton of them in Maine. There's little antique shops everywhere you go. Every city, every small little coastal town has antique shops. People like going there. There's even home, the HGTV folks that are on there that actually shop in antique shops to be able to look for vintage, worn down, and broken apparel or broken items that they want to bring into some of their renovations. And I'm thinking to myself, when you're thinking from an antiquer's perspective, you look for things that are broken. You look for things that are worn down. You look for things that have wear and tear on them, because guess what? They have character. They have character, and they're perfectly flawed. Most of them look at them as artwork, as fine pieces of art. Some people look at it and say, you know, I could probably work on that, maybe put a little coat of this on there. Some people like them just the way that they are. Or maybe they'll put like a little sheen on top of something that's on there to keep that same visual of something that is worn and something that has lasted the test of time and lasted the elements that it's been through. And it's interesting because on some of the comments that I had seen through talking about what you're most proud of and some of the positive things, there were two different packages of people or two different areas of people that were thinking that broken is a good thing and broken is a bad thing. Some people leaned in on the fact of, I was broken before and now I'm moving forward to fighting through that to getting to a better place. And there were a few others that actually said that I'm broken, but that's okay because I embrace that. That makes me who I am. That gives me my identity, and my ability for me to be who I want to be is based on the fact that I'm broken. And so I always talk about the fact that I'm a food addict. I always talk about the fact that I battle through this all the time, every day. I like to eat. I like to visualize what I'm eating. I like to eat when I'm with friends, and I like to eat pretty much all the time. So for me, I don't necessarily call that broken, but I call that being an addict to food as somebody that relies on food to be able to get through situations. Now, some people look at that as being broken or worn down. And I'm in the camp of really starting to change our mindset. We talk about their positive thinking. We talk about leaning in on the things that you're most proud of to be able to move forward if you thought before this journey, before you hopped on this, that you're a broken soul, I hear a lot of people say it. I think I remember somebody saying, I think it was yesterday, the day before, they had shared on a video or on a post that before, when I was this weight, I was sad, I was not happy, I was broken, I was worn down, and now I'm in a different place. Now, mentally wise, absolutely, we've changed the way that we think about things. We change the way that we view the different lens that we look through when we're feeling better about ourselves. But guess what? You're still the same person. And your flaws make you perfect the way that you are. And so not to shy away from some of the flaws that we might have had, but rather take a look at them and identify who you are. So when you wrote up on your mirror, which I saw a whole bunch of people doing on No Finish Line Nation, which I so appreciate the ability for people to be able to put the post-it notes up on their mirrors and be able to list out things that they're proud of themselves on. This is your identity. These things that you're most proud of and these things that you list out as being your qualities that you are proud of and things that you can use moving forward is your identity. It's your makeup. It's who you are as a person. The portion that we're talking about being broken or forgetting about the past is something that, now mind you, I get that sometimes, I think I've talked about it before, sometimes the past needs to be forgotten in certain situations, whether traumatic experiences or something that might have happened that you need to check off to the side and maybe get professional help to be able to help out with that aspect of it. But most of the time, we think of, especially with the weight journey or with weight loss or health-wise, we think we're broken. And we may be broken, but why turn the cheek to that and not learn from where you were on that and embrace who you are? Because underneath the exterior of all that fat that might have been on your body or all of the calories that you were eating or behind the wings that you were stuffing down, whatever it is, you're still the same person that you are today. You might think differently. You might act differently. You might view things differently. You might approach things differently. And that's okay. That's all part of the journey. And that's all part of who we are. But I also don't want to forget on some of the things that you did back then that are great things. You still have a big heart, right? If you were a big-hearted person, you've still got a big heart. You still care for people. You still have those qualities of part of what I was talking about earlier about listing out what your things you're most proud of. You're still part of that. So you got to embrace the fact that broken and worn down and aged and those type of things are great qualities to have. Those give you experience. Those give you the ability for you to be able to attack anything in the future. And you're well ahead of the curve of anybody that's never been through the experience that you might have been through. Your worn down self that you might think is a bad thing is actually a good thing. It's built your coat of armor. You're literally more prepared, like a Boy Scout, to be able to go out and take care of whatever you need to take care of. And you're 10 times more prepared for a situation because guess what? You've been through it before. You consider it to be broken. I consider it to be seasoned. You consider it to be a bad time, I consider it to be a time that you've learned. Think about it that way. Change your frame the way you think about your past. Because a lot of us think about the past and say, I want to forget about that or move on, instead of leaning in to say, what did I learn about myself? What did I learn about the way that I respond to certain foods, certain situations, or whatever? Or what did I learn about how I felt about myself? What was my mindset during that time frame? So I know that if I start to slide down that road again, I won't keep going down that road. I can make a left turn Clyde, or I can go in and I can just go, hey, so we're not going to go that route. Because I've learned through my experience, through my broken moments, through my worn down antiqued kind of exterior that I have, there's a lot of knowledge and power in the things that you've learned in your past and who you are. You know, a lot of times we go through traumatic experiences. You know, my wife and I went through some traumatic experiences in our own journey where my wife was in the hospital. And when we went through this whole entire situation where that whole mortality section of where we're at with everything gives you a whole new perspective. And sometimes that traumatic experience, although is one of the worst times of our lives, when we're going through it, it helps you to become better moving forward. making healthier choices if it's a health-related issue, or doing things to set yourself up for success because you might have had a moment that you weren't very successful in the past. And you can learn from that and be able to build on that. Now, I talk about trauma and I talk about situations like that. And I know this is a really deep conversation, but it's also building on top of what we've been talking about here. Because if you're not embracing who you are as a person, if you're not embracing your situations, if you're not embracing your experiences, and you're not embracing the stuff that you've been through in your life and taking a look at it and writing those things down of some of your experiences that you have, some of the bad situations can help you to be better today. I know for me, I learn a lot from the way that I reacted before. I think we were joking around, you know, in kind of a funny talk when I was down in Boston, and Mud Hustler and I were talking about how we used to be able to go to McDonald's and we would be able to do different stuff and all this different things that were going on. And we were kind of joking about how we would eat our feelings and this, that, and the other and stuff like that. But although we were joking about it, those are moments in time that I can look back on and say, I learned from that. That's something I don't want to do moving forward. But why was I doing that? What was the reason? What was the root cause of me going in and getting an extra quarter pounder and then ordering a drink in the drive-thru to be able to make it look like I had somebody with me eating that quarter pounder? Because of that guilty feeling that I had, but I wanted to eat it and I was there. So that's part of my journey. That's who I am. That is my fabric. If you were to open it up and you were able to say, what's his history? And you go down line by line by line item, the goods, the bads, and the indifference are part of who I am today. I wouldn't be the man that I am unless I'd been through the things that I've been through. So embrace that today. As you're thinking about how you want, or what you're most proud of, that's one of the things that we talked about we wanted to do. And you're also continuing to layer in that positive thought to negate the negative thoughts. Think about your journey and think about your past. Don't shut it down and not think about that past and think to yourself, nope, don't I want to forget about it. I don't really want to think about it or anything like that. And if you don't want to really get too deep into thinking about it, just jot down quick notes of your journey and what you've been through in your lifetime, because that's part of not thinking of it in a negative lens. Think of it as a positive lens. It's empowering you. It's giving you strength. It's giving you armor. It's giving you warrior mentality. It's putting on that coat on the back and you're out fighting the demons and going after it based on your experiences that you've had in the past. Live in that space and be one with that. Be one that's able to say to yourself, I can share that story and I can also talk to others that have been through the same situations that I've been through because we're warriors together and we can do this together. So that's kind of what I wanted to be able to talk about today on this podcast, because I feel it's still important. I hear a lot of people saying I forget about the past and I don't want to think about it because I was an overeater. I was a food addict. I was somebody that ate my feelings, those kind of things. But you have to address it. You have to really think about it and think about the fact of what caused you to be that way. And then think about what you did to be able to overcome that or how you fight through that daily. I'm still a food addict. I still fight the urges to be able to eat the really bad stuff every single day. I still want to be able to go through a McDonald's drive-thru and get that double quarter pounder with cheese. But I know I can't, and I know I shouldn't. Because guess what? That just derails me and sets me on that binge. But I wouldn't have known that unless I can tap back into the experiences that I've had in the past and know what that does to me. I wouldn't have known that. So that's a pretty big deal. It's a pretty big deal when you can kind of take those moments and say, this causes this to happen, that causes this to happen, and I'm going to write those things down and journal it out. I think one of our folks on No Finish Line Nation and on Connect, Tara, who's from down in the Texas area, she does an amazing job of journaling. She journals everything and makes them beautiful and really pretty and artistic and things like that. But one of the things that she does is she journals out her feelings and where she's at for the day and how she's going to set herself up for success moving forward. Part of that is reflection points. Part of that is admitting to your faults, because remember, faults aren't necessarily bad things because we're perfectly flawed. All of us have flaws, and that makes us perfect for who we are. So journaling that out and writing that down will help you prepare for the future also. So again, remember what I said, on paper, on purpose? It might be something as you're reflecting and you're thinking about and you're embracing and you're preparing yourself and those kind of things. A lot of this brain work is really important because it's important to me. And if it's important to me, I'm hoping that you guys can glean just a little bit from it, take a nugget of whatever information that's there for you to also feel the same way about the fact that we need to reflect on our past to be able to really be prepared for the future. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll talk later. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.